Okay, in Florida and elsewhere in the southeastern United States, beaches took a tremendous beating last month from Hurricane Matthew. The U.S. Geological Survey has found that storm washed over and damaged 15% of sand dunes on Florida's Atlantic coast and more than 40% on South Carolina's beaches. Here's NPR's Greg Allen.
In Florida, few coastal areas were hit harder by Hurricane Matthew than the 18 miles of dunes and beaches in Flagler County. Craig Coffey is the county administrator.
And what Matthew did to us essentially eat about 30 feet of coastline all the way along the county and created a bunch of breaches through that dune system.
Matthew also washed out a big chunk of the coastal highway, A1A, in Flagler Beach. Fixing that highway is important, Coffey says, but he's equally worried about damage to the county's beaches and dunes, which provide the community with important protection from tides, wave action, and storm surge.
All those dunes are compromised all along there, so we're trying to figure out how can we protect those for next hurricane season so we don't have more breaches. We literally were fighting breaches in probably 10 locations.
Flagler County is hoping federal money will be available to help it begin restoring the dunes, which provide protection for hundreds of coastal homes. Many other communities are facing similar problems. The U.S. Geological Survey says 53 miles of dunes were damaged and overtopped in Florida. It's a similar situation in Georgia and South Carolina. Hillary Stockton, a research oceanographer at USGS, says a survey compared aerial photos taken before and after the storm. She says it showed extensive beach erosion all along the southeast Atlantic coast.
Locations where waves removed sand from beaches and sharply eroded sand dunes. There were locations where houses were undermined or roads were undermined. And we also saw many places where the sand was pushed inland.
After small storms, Stockton says, beaches and dunes can recover naturally. With major storms like Hurricane Matthew, though, she says sand is washed inland and bulldozed away. Restoring sand dunes after those events often requires big engineering projects. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.